Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here. You're with you. Don't know what for. It's time now to give you a chance to win $1,000 in the $1,000 give and go, brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine.
Insecure.
No.
Big band.
Think the band.
Blink?
No.
No. Wait, who's the band?
I'm so embarrassed.
Well, if I give you the name, forget it. It's Direct. This is One Direction.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have played this song. I know so many other of their songs.
Direct.
I have a daughter, so I know who One Direction
is. Well, direct is the word. Text that to 72881. Your $1,000 give and go is brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, you'll have next chances at the top of next hour. And hashtag third hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Thanks again to Adam Beasley for stopping by.
And, what do you think? Are you all for?
Like, I think I'm definitely not all for, but...
The new wave is hiring a coach in his 30s.
Yeah, that is the new wave, isn't it?
But this is...
You look, you know, here. Let's be clear about this.
We do.
Nobody knew that any of these other coaches were going to be any good.
Okay, but that being said, hiring Brian Flores is equivalent to hiring Adam Gase.
Why? Well, let me ask you this:
because he's like the guy that's with the guy, and you know he's done great,
so
a good job.
They all were.
So, but I'm just saying, like,
so was Sean McVay. So was Peterson. He's a little older, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they all were offense coordinators and defense coordinators.
And they just did it in for the Green Bay hire. LaFleur is young buck.
Right. LaFleur is young.
But the one thing I'd say is your head coach isn't going to be directly tied to your quarterback here. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I know we got into a little bit yesterday about whether you want to go get an offensive guy or a defensive guy. So if we just go by philosophy of the fact that they are going to go defensive, let's take the tank thing out for a second, because I do think that this Dolphins team, the plan is if they're bad next year, I don't think ownership's going to look at it
Everybody
as that terrible thing.
Bad this year, though.
Well, I wanted to disagree with that part about Adam Beasley, because he's saying, well, everybody in America thought they were going to win 4 games. Okay. But everybody here locally thought they were going to be a little bit better than that.
No, that's not true.
Will Manso was on the side of the national media, and Leroy was on the side of the locals.
If you were getting Ryan Tannehill back, you were assuming this was going to be a better season than...
Right, that's the assumption I made.
...than getting Jay Cutler as your quarterback. The problem is, when you just say, oh, they got 7 wins, we've done the breakdown of their wins. I'm not even talking about points. Like, the way they've got their wins, first of all, you had 2 trash heaps in your division that you got to go up against. You had a fluke win against the New England Patriots, which was literally... on a miracle. You guys are selling t-shirts calling it a miracle. So we can go up and down and say where are these wins. You could say, oh, well, the coach is what his record says it is. No, not necessarily. No, it's not. And that's, I think, where a lot of NFL teams make mistakes, is that you look at a team like Jacksonville, where they get into the playoffs and they get to the AFC Championship and they rest on 10 wins and they think, yeah, but Blake Bortles got us here. It's like, well, no, he didn't. And you look at the Bears, and they're like, well, we'll be back here next year. Will you? Oh, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be fully healthy? You don't think it's going to be a little bit hard in that division? You never know in the NFL. You can turn it around real quick, and it could sink on you real quick. Unless you have an established all-time Hall of Fame quarterback, you really don't have many guarantees in this league of when things are going to go sideways, because normally someone's going to get priced out. You're going to lose a piece, and if you lose a piece by free agency, the next one's going to be based on injuries or something like that. It chips away at you. So that thing has to be kept in mind. But with Flores, if you are going to go and bring in a coach who is of a defensive mindset, if the Dolphins have any pieces on this team that you want to say look like young building blocks, Xavien Howard, Minka Fitzpatrick, Jerome Baker.
So they're on defense.
Kiko Alonso. They're all on defense.
Maybe Laramie Tunsil.
Wait, Kiko's a building block?
I mean, look, dude, I'm grabbing at straws, but I'm saying if you got anybody, they're on the defensive side of the football.
Well, but what about Albert Wilson and whatchamahoozy on the offensive side?
Tunsil.
No, first of all, Albert Wilson was a nice player. Like, let's hold the brakes on a guy giving me 3 weeks and saying he's a star.
The two guys high fived on the way to the end zone.
No, man, I can't. I'm sorry. No.
So cool.
No.
It was really awesome.
Really? Not to pull a Leroy. Really?
It was a lot of speed.
Here's
a glimmer of hope. That play was a glimmer of
hope. Breezy was saying speed kills.
Guys, I'm sorry. The idea that Adam Gase thought his entire season of success was going to be rested on 2-5-7 guys in a game full of giants who are getting bigger and faster all by the week, that's his own downfall if he thought that was the key to success. Sorry.
Kind of like Philly is doing with, what's his name?
Sproles?
Yeah.
Sproles? Sproles?
Very intricate part of that
offense. Sproles is 37 years old.
Ooh, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's
tiny. What about Big Bleep Nick throwing up just passes to Alshon Jeffrey all over the place?
Yeah. How about Chicago using Cohen?
No, man. No.
I mean, he's not the feature back.
But he is crunch time. Guess who's in the game? The speedster.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
And ultimately, that team is built on their defense.
Okay. The only real news of note, other than what happened yesterday with that pummeling of Alabama, is that the Miami Heat will take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at the American Airlines Arena. 7:30 is your tip time. 6:30 is when Zaz and Tommy Tighe have your pregame show right here on your flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. I haven't looked. What's our update on
injury reports?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I was going to click on ESPN's injury reports, but they'd probably tell me that, you know, Hassan Whiteside has a broken ankle, and they don't.
I don't think there are any injuries, man.
No, but like,
I mean, except if you for Goran. Know their Goran, accuracy, like, it could be a little off.
No, like Deion.
Why do you keep going to it?
Ask. They're the worldwide leader in sports.
Deion's not on the injury report. Deion's not playing because they don't think he's in shape right now.
Well, how is he going to get in shape?
How about Wayne? He's not in shape?
Wayne's not injured, man. Wayne's not playing because they don't feel like he fits right now. Remember, Spoelstra's sick to his stomach. Try and keep up. He needs Pepto because Wayne doesn't play.
I'm surprised
he's the one that's not playing him.
I'm surprised you haven't gone off on this yet.
What? Sick to the stomach?
Yeah.
I did. I said that's nonsense. Sick to my stomach.
No, he's not going to go. He won't.
I did too. You guys are wrong. I called him out on that. I said that's complete nonsense.
You called him out, but you won't pull a Tobin on Spoelstra.
Oh, because it's like because they were playing well. Like if it was causing them to lose, I would say, nah, man, you got to play Wayne Ellington. But it's kind of hard to argue. Like the other guys have stepped up. So you know, I can't get on Spoelstra too much. I mean, he's done a fine job. Tonight will be interesting as far as Big Man's concerned because you got the Joker in town, who I also learned his nickname is Big Honey.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I love that Basketball Reference gives you all the nicknames.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and Jokic's nickname along with the Joker is Big Honey.
Big Honey?
Yep. So it's Big Honey versus...
Big Honey?
Yeah, Big Honey.
What is that? Big Koi?
Big Honey, man. Big Honey's in town. Big Honey's in town to take on Hassan.
I don't like that name.
No. I mean, do you think, here.
Hassan having to cover the big
right
honey in the
3-point
line.
Right after they tip the ball, Hassan will be on the 3-point line for about 2 minutes of the game, and then bam, goes in, right?
I don't know.
Unless they go zone.
I don't know.
If you got a big man that stretches him.
They don't bust out the zone the whole game. Like it's kind
I know,
of,
but
it's
if
just
you
kind
have
of
a big
runs.
Man that is going to stretch Hassan outside, and you want to keep Hassan in the paint, you have to go zone.
Basketball Reference nicknames on Hassan Whiteside, Agent Block. We knew about that one. Count Blockula.
Oh, that's terrible.
Nobody calls him that. Blah.
Sounds like a cereal.
Minus one for that website.
I want to block your shot. Blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Minus one.
I'll wear it. So Udonis Haslam.
That was a twofer right there.
Yeah, I mean, the minus one was for the website, but
you
could have picked up
like
one
you
as
you just
well.
Tailgated on it. Go ahead.
Udonis Haslam was asked by reporters today about his impromptu extra retirement announcement, but now he's backtracking off
no,
of
well,
it.
No, that was just like, I'm 90%.
I'm 90%. Like, what?
I think I don't think he realized that talking to some guy with like no followers and no anything would get to be headlines.
He tweeted it.
Well,
he literally tweeted it out.
No, I did, but I just feel like there was some sort of like.
I think what happened. No, here's what I think happened.
Yeah.
I think he realized that this small little article got no run. He's just like, everybody, I might be done. Oh, okay. Man, really, UD? Yeah, man, I might be done. All right. But now he's like, everybody's kind of like, oh, well, is it for real, UD? He goes, I don't know. This is getting to Brett Favre level. I got to be honest with you.
All I know is this. We will never see UD in another uniform.
Nope.
This is not going to be Brett Favre. This is not going to be he's going to play for
three other teams.
Wait.
I hate to do this.
Did say that about
Twitter. Watch it. Watch yourself. Watch.
What are you doing?
I don't feel good about doing this.
Are you hammering me or UD?
Nope. I see the look in his eye. Tread lightly.
To say he's going to play for another team, he's not playing for this team.
Oh, I didn't think that was the angle you were going to take.
He's on the team.
Listen.
So he said the same thing about Dwayne Wade?
Listen. He doesn't have to play to make an impact.
No, he doesn't. Udonalytics, man. He's performing. He's giving coach.
What?
Udonalytics. Udonalytics.
The thing.
You got Shane Battier. He's in charge of analytics. And then you got the captain, Udonis Haslam. He's got Udonalytics, which Shane Battier will go and he'd be like, oh, net rating. And then you got Udonalytics, which is bow rating. How many bows can you give to someone's face?
Let me ask you a question. What is Hassan? What are they using for Hassan?
What do you mean? He's a mixed
bag. He needs some Udonalytics.
That's right, Robbie. That's where I'm getting at.
He could use some study in Udonalytics.
I mean, they've tried both. Like, they've tried the analytics thing. They're like, hey, Hassan, you know, play into a team concept of defense. And you don't have to go after every block.
Then he comes back with, S'mores doesn't like analytics.
I think that it's good to have a little bit of everything. Some Udonalytics and analytics.
What about analytics?
What?
Analytics.
That's Andy Ellsberg?
Yep.
That's the finances.
I mean, his analytics is just calculus.
I swear to God. Listen, we can talk about this in the next segment. This rat bastard from Washington.
Who?
The guy that you said does the...
The video coordinator.
The video coordinator guy. This guy. Listen, this guy. I don't care who you have going to the Lakers, but if Andy Ellsberg ever leaves a 305, that's when I get pissed off.
Did you hear about this, Leroy?
I saw it. The guy's got like 12 followers.
No, 12 catfish.
The guy's got a good resume.
How many followers?
There's a wild heat conspiracy theory
out there. You can't
judge
by followers. There's some people that know stuff that don't have a lot of followers.
There's a guy who worked in the NBA that has himself a whopper of a rumor that involves Pat Riley leaving the Miami Heat. That's next.
Are you ready, people?
You've been waiting for it all day. 15 minutes of heat. On the ticket with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Here we go.
Thank you, Mike. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by HurricaneDamage.com. Do you have property damage? Contact the law offices of Canner and Pintaluga at HurricaneDamage.com now. Also by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. It's their job to get you back in the game at All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info. Got ourselves a pair of Modest Yahoo tickets to give away before the end of the program today. So,
yeah, baby.
Beast loves him. Isn't he coming in studio? Your boy? Looking forward to that. All right, so here's what went down. He took on the Nuggets tonight. We talked a little bit about that last segment. But there was a whopper. There was a whopper that came out yesterday, boys. So there's this guy on Twitter, Brian O'Ringer. Now, it claims, because I don't know if this is legit or not, it claims on his Twitter bio that he is a former head video coordinator of the Washington Wizards from 2013 to 2017. So he basically had Eric Spoelstra's former job with the Heat for 5 years. All right. And he tweeted out on January 6th, you guys want to hear a maybe crazy Lakers rumor. Maybe crazy. All right. Now, I'm not putting any stock into this. I'm just saying it's out there. Guy with NBA ties.
So don't shoot the
message. Don't get mad. As we like to say on this show, just throwing it out there.
Because the only two people that really throw it out there are you and Robbie.
You gotta cover your tracks, right?
We're scientists.
Yeah, you gotta cover your tracks. I can't be irresponsible. So we're just throwing it out there. Brian O'Ringer, he puts out, again, just a rumor, might be complete BS, but I've heard a rumor that Pat Riley is pushing to go back to the Lakers and eventually bring Spo with him. Again, just a rumbling I've heard. #LakeShow. #HeatCulture. He also added Ira Winderman and Chando Richardson so they would get his hot rumor. See if they'd follow the hot trail on it. So there's that. That Pat Riley is planning his exodus. He's tired of rebuilding, and he's going to go out to Los Angeles, link up with Magic Johnson, his former superstar, to be running the organization that's biggest star is LeBron James, who once left him in a heap, blindsided him.
And they not made only up, that, though, I thought.
And yeah. Not only that, they did make up. Not only that, he's bringing Eric Spoelstra with him to oust Luke Walton. Your thoughts, boys?
Kick rocks?
Yeah. Well, me and Tobin may have buried our swords and our staffs. We're no longer Team Petty.
Right.
However, Pat Riley is still Team Petty.
No, he's settled. Everything's settled.
Not really, though, because you remember this year, there was only one thing that you could be Team Petty about LeBron with, and that was him taking credit for the Vice uniforms, and Pat Riley took the first exit off on Petty Land to take a shot at LeBron James, which I loved because that meant he was listening to our show because we discussed that. And it was. That's what he said. And what he was saying, I was listening to the radio on my way home. That meant he was listening to us because we were talking about this, how LeBron James was taking credit for the Vice jerseys, which was ridiculous. So he was listening to us. And he told Greg Likens, who was on, what was that? That was Radiothon.
That was Radiothon with Curtis. Yeah.
And he said, didn't LeBron take credit for it? So there's still a little, it's not a burning furnace, but there's still that little igniter flame that's right there. Kind of like the petty spirit that can ignite at any
Speaking
point.
Speaking of igniter flames, you got your water heater fixed?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
So he worked for the Wizards. Then he was a youth basketball coach and trainer.
Okay.
Then he was an advanced scout for the Hawks and advanced scout for the Raptors. And now he lives in L.A., this O-Ringer character.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a chance he might have some connections.
So he may know some things.
He may know some things. Now and he lives out in L.A.
Now, I will say this. I would never.
You lie, because if Pat Riley left,
Let me say something. I would never talk ill of you.
You know, Godfather, he killed his own brother.
Spoiler alert.
Listen, people may have not have seen it. What are you doing?
Our boss has never seen that Godfather.
He doesn't seem like the Godfather type watcher.
He doesn't seem like any kind of type watching.
All I'm going to say is this. If Pat Riley were to leave to the Lakers and take Eric Spoelstra with him, I cannot be responsible for how I will feel about that act and the things I will say.
I'm gonna say it right now. You think the LeBron Petty was bad?
All I'm saying is,
well, you don't have to say nothing.
All I'm saying is, Godfather, Pat, I love you. Listen to me.
Unless you go to the Lakers.
I know you're listening right now. I love you. You know that. Heat lifer.
There's a butt.
If you.
Go say butt. Say butt first.
Say butt.
If you.
No.
But.
Say butt.
If you were to leave us.
No, leave with you.
If you were to leave us with these contracts, Dion Waiters, Hassan Whiteside,
Bumpy,
Tyler Johnson, Goran Dragic on one leg,
James Johnson,
Kelly Olynyk, the list goes on and on. The year after Dwayne Wade leaves us, the messiah of basketball down here. If you were to do that, and then you were to fly to Los Angeles, to your beautiful home in Malibu, where you've deserved to retire for a long time. If you were to ride off into the sunset with the Lakers and LeBron linking up with Anthony Davis to make another West Coast super team, if you were to give that feel good to them and not us, I cannot be responsible for how I feel about that. I just want you to listen. Listen, should a man who has made basketball relevant in this town
be allowed to go where he wants?
Be allowed to do what he wants? Yeah. Retire off into the sunset, live his beautiful life with his family over in the West Coast? Perhaps. A normal person would say yes. But because you're linking up with certain somebody and giving them that, while we're left here with this, I cannot be responsible for how I feel about that.
Somebody chimes in. You cannot be held responsible for how you feel. That's about the only thing you should be held accountable for.
No, no, that text is wrong. I cannot be
that
held.
That doesn't give you a free get out of jail free card.
I'm
so
putting
you
it out there.
Go.
No, no, no. Robbie, mark this date down. January 8th, 2019.
It's my wife's birthday.
At 2:25 p.m. Eastern Time. So for all you Lakers Yahoos out there, what is that, 11?
11:25, yeah.
Pacific Time. Because I don't know where Pat Riley is right now. Maybe he's in Malibu talking with Magic Johnson about this very opportunity and breaking all of our hearts.
And he has a radio.com app in the background.
And I love Pat Riley, but he does have Rat Finkery in his past. Pat the Rat, he did fax in his resignation. So I'm just saying, we can't completely dismiss
yo.
It.
Yo!
Whoa!
Backing away from the microphone.
Hey, listen.
I'm turning off my bike.
Listen, he did do that.
Texas is on point right here.
Hold on, I'll dump that. I'll dump
in
that.
In capital letters.
I'll dump that.
You're dead to me.
Me?
That's what you want to say.
All right. Okay. If Pat Riley left us with this batch and went to L.A. for another rendezvous with LeBron James, with cap space to get Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard, trade for Anthony Davis and sign Kawhi Leonard and or Kevin Durant, if he were to do that, after Dwayne Wade leaves us and he's retired, I got this. I cannot be responsible for how I feel about that. Dead to me.
That's right. He said it.
Can you...
What if he also brings Udonis?
Can you... See, this is all hypothetical. This is if something happens.
Hypothetical. And completely off a falsified rumor
says,
from
say,
some from,
say it with your chest
from some scout,
correct.
So let me get this right. This
but you did.
Oldinger, what's his name? Ordinger.
He just followed me on Twitter,
O-Ringer.
Brian O'Rourke.
So you're gonna go this deep into what your feelings could be based on O-Ringer?
No. We're just exploring. We're just throwing
no,
this out
we,
there.
We are doing nothing.
We're just exploring our feelings.
No. We are not doing anything.
You guys can't get mad at me. I'm in the trust tree right now.
A scientist.
No. This
you're
is not the trust tree. We're not.
Your
no.
Feelings on
no,
things
you are,
that could
you are
happen.
Opining on your own.
Let me
talk to my protege, Robbie, my team petty protege.
Somebody how said, would, "Wow, laugh out loud." The turn with the Tobin happened quickly.
How would you feel about Pat Riley having a rendezvous with LeBron James in L.A., creating another super team out west to retire? And collect more rings and do his basketball immortality.
Dead to me.
We can't be responsible for how we feel.
He's only going to say what you say.
And he brings his supposed successor, Spo, with him. We'd be left in ruins.
If he leaves Eric Spoelstra, I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Wait, how old is Pat Riley?
He's 73.
Okay. What the hell you think he's got big plans for when?
Oh, you're totally right. And if I was a normal person, I would say, Pat, thank you. Gratitude. I would get down on my hands.
Well, that's what you should have said with LeBron.
No, get the hell out of here. Pat, gratitude. Thank you.
We actually did thank LeBron.
We did thank LeBron. We did.
Did he say thank you?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Which would have been nice because literally every athlete does that. Every athlete takes
take out the full page ad.
Takes the time of day to post on Instagram. All he did was retweet the Heat's thank you.
Wait,
and he said,
go.
Memories for you guys. Hold on. Pat, gratitude. Our holiness, Godfather, founder of basketball in Miami, really, even though the real OG is Ron Rothstein. Thank you for everything. And you should be allowed to finish your career where you please, in beautiful Malibu, on the beach, in that beautiful Pacific Ocean breeze. But if you rendezvous with LeBron James and the Lakers
and bring Spo with you,
and you bring Eric Spoelstra with you, and you sign Kevin Durant, trade for Anthony Davis, or somebody of those calibers in that category, and you leave us with this, dead to me. Hypothetically.
Somebody chimes in. Pat leaving to L.A. and taking Spo would be exactly like Al Pacino character leaving the Miami Sharks in Any Given Sunday and taking Willie Beeman with him. Exactly like it. Now, wait. Would he have to give up his 10% of the team?
I think he already gave it up, right?
I think he did.
I don't think he's an owner anymore.
That's $200
million. Although it would leave a good opportunity for Fizdale to come back and Andy Ellisberg to take over.
No.
Those are things.
No.
Now, question.
I love Andy.
I thought he was a cap guy.
Who?
Andy?
Andy Ellisberg.
He is.
He doesn't make player decisions.
He's in on it.
He's in on it.
He's part of the triumvirate.
He just needs to make the money work.
No.
He's in the back.
He does make the money work.
He does make the money work, but he's in there.
He does everything.
We got like 1982.
Wait,
sound
what just
effect.
Happened? Did we just get like?
Is Andy Ellisberg in the back?
Just crank it out on the what's the what was the old before calculator? They had a something machine.
Numbers. Counter.
No,
that's what it was called. A counter.
Now listen,
Abacus.
This is all probably nonsense because we know Pat Riley would never link up with LeBron James again. It would never happen.
Hey,
never.
Are you sure about that?
Never.
Did you just set up that scenario with cap space, Kevin Durant,
Anthony Davis?
I mean,
Kawhi Leonard.
Talk about a way to put a cap your career. Go back to where it all started.
This O-ringer's full of nonsense. It's a bunch of BS.
Why you believe them? Why you?
I don't know. It's starting to make
more sense.
Video
coordinator hack.
Because we have to. We can't say. Because you don't want to know something.
Eric Spoelstra started off as video coordinator.
He did.
He wasn't hacked. He's not throwing wild, crazy rumors out there.
No, Eric Spoelstra would never start a rumor.
No,
never.
This Tobin
is Eric Spoelstra on Twitter.
This Tobin turn is equivalent to Hogan leg dropping Macho Man and joining NWO.
Hypothetical.
Nope. First of all, if anybody's getting hit in the back with a steel chair right now, it's us by Pat Riley. If he is planning, if he is planning an exodus to the Lakers.
Wait. So if we respond and hit him in the back of the head with the chair first, and then he goes, "Hey, I was never going to do that." Then what?
Sorry, Pat. We're just protecting our feelings.
Man.
I don't believe
your feelings are going to get your ass kicked
No.
Because
no.
You know Pat. He still works out.
Nobody's had Pat's back in this town like me. Nobody.
Yeah, but can I just tell you?
What about your boy Zaslow?
Any sports guy that you have their back, that belief could change. Quickly.
You are a turncoat. You're a man of
your
principle.
No. Really?
I've been mad at Pat Riley one time in my life, and it was for letting Dwayne Wade leave.
Oh.
Okay?
Now Bumpy?
Then
you
I was mad
with Bumpy?
I was mad at Dwayne Wade one time in my life, and Bumpy that was for catch. Going to Cleveland. Yeah.
But wait, if you let him go here, he can go where he wants.
Who?
D-Wade.
Yeah, but his big reason for leaving was the money, and then he gave all that extra money back to play with Cleveland.
Yeah, and could you imagine? Did you see that video when they put the montage up of Dwayne Wade and they actually put him in the Cleveland uniform?
That's horrible.
Do better, Hawks.
It's the Hawks.
What did they really do that?
Yeah, they did.
It's the Hawks. They're a low life.
Do better, Hawks. Don't. I never want to see Dwayne Wade in that number 9 Cavs jersey ever again.
But they don't know that.
No,
they know that.
They know. They were
did
throwing
that. They
shade.
Did that to be bastards. And what would you expect with the organization that said the Heat resorted to thuggery? Steve Holman, get the hell out of here. Now, listen to me. Pat, I know you would never do this, so I'm really sorry about how the last 9 minutes went, because I love you. Because you do, like, in all honesty, if Pat wanted to go, if he said at the end of this year, guys, I'm done. I've done everything. I just want to go retire and live my life in Malibu. God bless you. Go retire in Malibu. Ooh. Live your life. Do whatever you want.
Hey.
Hold on.
But if it's a fake retirement, if you pull an Urban Meyer, and then all of a sudden, after 6 months, you link up with Magic Johnson because he says, Pat, I need some help. Would you take a special advisory role? I need to get into this free agency class. So you retired from the Miami Heat 6 months prior, but then take up some bobo job with the LA Lakers, but then somehow are just in the hierarchy of that franchise, and you end up with Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. And I'm stuck here with this. Even though you retired on your own terms and I said you could do that, but if you pulled some Urban Meyer bleep, dead to me. Come on up for the
rising. Come on. Oh, I love this song. I love you, Pat Riley.
California. What? What? Pat Riley! Pat Riley is wearing Lakers gold! He's wearing the purple and gold again!
Wait.
He's just hit Mickey Harrison over the head with a steel chair!
Okay, you realize people could just be tuning in right now and, like, think they just missed the biggest news ever in the history of this market.
Pat Riley is now taking over operations for the Lakers. Magic Johnson has stepped down. I'm just kidding. That's according to some scout for the where did he work?
Wizards. He worked for the Wizards, the Raptors, and the Hawks.
Some ex-scout and video coordinator is rumor-mongering for the Heat, and he says that Pat Riley wants to leave for the Lakers
and take Spoelstra with him.
That's my favorite part of it. He's taking Spoelstra with him. Eric's going to be like, wait, I can't just... How much money do you think that Mickey Harrison would just offer Eric Spoelstra? Be like, hey, man, your show, you and Andy. Spoelstra's going to be like, all right.
All of the money.
Whatever you want.
Your own ship.
I don't think Pat would ever. Do you think Pat would ever do that to Mickey?
No.
Okay.
We've seen what Mark Richt did to Miami.
No, that was different.
Pat Riley loves.
Loves Mickey.
Right.
But Mark Richt was washed up. Did I say that?
No, you're right. No judgment.
Look, I gotta tell you, man.
What?
I hope I, like, wow. You can't.
What?
You guys
point for Beast.
It's like the third time ever.
You guys are the worst.
What?
How quick did you turn on Mark Richt?
Bro, he packed it in on us. He left first.
No, yeah. He quickly turned on us.
Yeah.
He also left you the $20 million you owed him.
Allegedly. I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah, we don't know. That has not been confirmed. Don't look at me like that.
I know people too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And they told you it was left on the table?
Big donors.
Big spenders?
Big spenders.
Can they tell you
names on buildings?
Oh, can they tell you who's going to be the offensive coordinator? Because I really want to know.
No, but they can tell me.
Come on, man. I want to break
how
the news.
Mark Richt.
You have been sassy, Pete.
How Mark Richt helped you get Manny Diaz by not taking any money.
I would tell you this. Whereas I don't really care about breaking news. I would find it hilariously funny if the Sassy Pete Kane Insight Major Applewhite story was this year's John Gruden.
Fake?
Just fake? It was such a depressing John Gruden level. Applewhite? Coat boy?
But still, it would just be funny. I mean, listen, props to them for getting the story if that all comes to fruition.
Okay, but let's get back to the Pat Riley thing.
Oh, yeah. So I was just going to tell you that let's just say we were unbiased.
Right.
Completely unbiased. We were just Joe NBA fan living in some city that doesn't have an NBA team.
Sure.
Okay? And we looked at the situations. And you can go to Los Angeles, right? Pair up with your old boy, Magic Johnson.
He has a beautiful house there.
Beautiful house. Overlooking the ocean.
Doesn't have to move.
His former superstar. His first basketball.
Love.
Yeah, his first royalty in basketball.
Like his
really.
First son in basketball.
Showtime Lakers.
Is running that team. And also, you got LeBron, so the best player in the league.
Yeah.
And you got cap space to bring in Anthony Davis and possibly trade for Kevin Durant.
Okay, let's just do this pros and cons, okay?
Pros and cons, yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so pros for the Lakers.
Right.
All right. House in Malibu.
Right. I mean, he's got a nice house here. Let's not detract from
that. But this is the one, like, he romances about.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Magic Johnson. Love him.
Right. It's first son, first love in the NBA.
Okay. All right. Cap space,
correct. Pieces to move.
Assets for Anthony Davis.
Correct.
All right.
LeBron.
Not a pro. Not a pro.
You don't want to, but you have to put it down.
It's not a con either. I'm not going to put it as a pro.
LeBron. All right. con.
L.A.
Well, I mean, although as a con.
You went LeBron for both. The pro
ball
and a con.
The ball family.
I got to imagine he's going to get traded, right, for Anthony Davis in this scenario?
I don't know.
I'll put
he's there right now.
Con, ball family.
We haven't heard from the dad in a while.
Taxes?
Oh, no, the dad was out there shooting jumpers the other night.
Robbie's right. State taxes. Okay. Okay. Con, stabbing Mickey in the back. Okay. All right.
Stabbing Miami in the back.
Two. Leaving Heat in shambles.
When he left the Knicks, how were they?
But wait,
they
wait,
were
wait.
Okay, weren't they?
Fine. They went to the finals afterward. Yeah, they, you know, Jeff Van Gundy took them to the finals. Like, they were fine, but nobody liked what that was the plan with Pat Riley to up and leave.
Right.
Fax machine.
Okay. Con.
Yeah.
Earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have hurricanes.
Okay, pro no hurricanes.
We can prepare for hurricanes. Earthquakes just happen.
Well,
surprise.
It's true. You got no warning for an earthquake.
You can evacuate a hurricane.
Oh, they got the wildfires out there. They got the wildfires.
That's a con.
That okay. is definitely a con.
Wildfires and a con.
Leroy has tuned us out.
Any other cons, Leroy?
9 a.m. kickoffs for noon football. That's brutal.
Sleepy Niner.
Sleepy Niner.
You
1 o'clock Eastern time, football, 10 a.m.
Dwayne's probably going to move out to L.A. with Gabby Union next year.
Correct.
So wait, Hollywood is a...
Heck, still get to hang out with Dwayne Wade, and that's a pro.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
well, in that case, Bosch will probably move back
Armani.
Out there, too.
What?
Closer to Armani.
All right. Is Michael Douglas
Suits
still out there?
The
Michael Douglas
of course.
Is
there. Andy Garcia.
Michael Douglas.
Is Michael Douglas...
No, Andy Garcia lives here, doesn't he?
No, he lives in L.A. He's a huge Laker fan.
Andy Garcia?
He was from here originally, but he's an LA guy now.
I see him on the commercials for the local insurance company.
Is Michael Douglas still with us?
Yeah.
Maybe he moved
his
back.
Father's not.
He's still with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's our list. Here's our list.
Man,
if I was Pat Riley.
He had some moments.
If I was Pat Riley.
Wait, you didn't do the Heat pros and cons.
Well, we got to do Lakers first.
Okay.
Okay. Pros. House in Malibu.
Yep.
Magic Johnson, love
right.
that guy.
Sure.
Cap space, assets for Anthony Davis, no hurricanes, LeBron James, still hanging out with Dwayne Wade because he's going to move out here with Gabrielle Union.
Sure.
Michael Douglas. Cons, the Ball family, state taxes, earthquakes, wildfires, leaving the Heat in shambles.
You have to put smog on there.
Okay, small.
Yeah.
Traffic in general.
Traffic. Yeah.
Traffic. Well, you got traffic
Traffic's
down
terrible.
Here. You got
traffic. That's 10 times worse than LA.
And finally, stabbing Mickey Arison in the back. Okay. Now let's do the Heat list. Okay, let's do pros.
Pros.
None.
Finishing what I started.
Okay.
Oh, to stay with the.
Yeah, this is pros and cons. Staying
wait. He's already won 3 championships.
Here. No.
Three championships.
You got to finish on a high note.
You either finish or you don't finish. Finishing what I started.
73.
All right.
According to you, he's going to work. He's going to be working for the Heat till he's 103.
All right. Pros. Bam Adebayo. Bam. Pro.
Justice Winslow.
Wait a minute. Wait, you are so.
I would tell you that.
I'm out.
Strokinson.
No, I am out. Start naming these guys with the filler crab.
Listen.
And. This, I'm out.
Josh Richardson?
I would tell you that Bernie is a plus because the Lakers don't have a mascot.
Oh, there you go.
They got Laker girls.
Hey.
The Heat dancers.
The Heat dancers
have won. Cancels out.
Yeah.
We're not doing comparisons right now. We're just doing pros. Good things on the Heat, then cons, then we compare. That's how pros and con lists work. Okay.
Strokinson.
I hate your rules.
Duncan Strokinson.
He hasn't even.
You're not playing the game. Josh Richardson. Okay.
Deion Waiters.
Not a pro. That's not a pro.
Cons. Deion Waiters.
Hassan.
Talks to cats.
Tyler Johnson.
Hassan's a con, right?
Definitely a con.
All right. Let's just put it under cons cap hell.
And you can box all of them into one.
Yeah, let's just put Heat in cap hell. Two, no superstars in sight. That's under cons. All right.
The But go back to pros, back to the taxes thing.
You know? Oh, yeah. No state tax. No state tax.
No earthquakes, too. You know.
Who do we put under better weather? Better weather, L.A., Miami. Tough to go.
Squash.
DJ Irie.
Oh, yeah, pro.
DJ Irie.
Wait, do they have the Lakers have a DJ, though?
Nah. Vice jerseys?
Oh, Vice. Vice jerseys. You gotta go Vice.
Friggin' awesome. All right. Con.
Roster?
Okay, roster.
They put that under cap.
No superstars.
No pick in 2021.
They got a DJ Roosh out there.
I don't know who that is. Pro, DJ Khaled.
Another one!
Con, never going to live up to the big three.
Might exceed the big three.
Hey. We're not doing that yet.
Oh, sorry.
Pro, can mold Udonis Haslam into the next me?
I don't think that's a thing.
Shane Battier, is he a pro?
Shane Battier is the next.
Yeah, I'll put Shane Battier under pro.
Michael McCullough? Lakers don't have a Michael McCullough.
Yeah, nah. The Lakers don't have a Michael McCullough.
Michael McCullough's under the Vice what's jersey
that, what's
category.
What's that creative unit they got up there cranking out all the gear?
Who?
The court culture.
Court culture, yeah.
Yeah, they don't. Lakers don't have that.
Con. I don't think
Rothstein on a pro.
Oh, Rothstein.
Oh, and his button.
Okay. All right, so here are the pros for the Miami Heat. All right, and then we'll compare. Pros, finishing what I started, always admirable.
Is that really a pro?
Showing integrity to the franchise that believed in me the most. Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. The Arison family.
Okay. That's,
yeah.
Bam Adebayo.
Yep. Okay.
Justice Winslow.
Sure.
Josh Richardson.
The worst.
Duncan Strokinson.
The worst.
Bernie.
You flip-flop like a fish out of water.
No state tax. DJ Irie. Vice jerseys. DJ Khaled. Maybe can you mold Udonis Haslam into the next Pat Riley?
Is Jimmy Buffett still going to games?
No. Okay. Shane Battier and Ron Rothstein. Cons. Our list was Dion Waiters, Hassan Whiteside, and then we generally put it just into cap hell. No outlook at future superstars. The roster in general. And no pick in 2021. That's owed to the Philadelphia 76ers. Never going to match the big three. Okay.
Now,
so let's just
want to jumble that all up in one response?
All right.
Nico.
What?
You had to develop some cons for the Heat. You had to make up.
Oh, man. I'm looking at these lists.
Right. Like, you want to get up and leave. You want to get up and go to L.A. It
sucks, man.
Pat Riley ain't going. He's 73.
Hold on. I need some more pros on the Heat. Goran?
He's broken.
No, you wanted to.
But he's so sweet.
You wanted to trade him. Oh, my goodness. You're so the worst.
Goran. No, I want more pros.
This is the problem. You can't all of a sudden make things pros. That you yourself would have traded for him.
I'm a little bit iffy on you calling Justice a pro. Because up until like 2 weeks ago,
Well, how about sports radio? I mean, listen to our show. I don't know if he's going to like sports radio in L.A.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
Well, they got Sedano out there.
Damn it.
It's his boy.
Yeah, but it's in the morning.
Way more talented
but
than us.
But Sedano's his boy.
Izzy's out there covering games.
Oh, man.
No. I mean, Izzy's still based here. Let's not go that
far. Oh. Con. With covering LeBron, Windhorse is going to be around.
Oh,
major con.
He's staying.
No,
but he's got to put up with some